World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
My wife snuck into my multi-million dollar studio over here. She didn't have any communion, so she came down and got some. Man, I'm telling you, I love that little girl. She's going to be 70 this month. Stop it, she says. She's going to be 70 this month. Can you believe that? Can you believe that? Folks, I'm so discombobulated today. Somewhere along the line, I lost track of a calendar. Didn't know whether it was Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday. I'm not kidding you. And it all started, I think, when I got the jet lag in the airport. Never, ever really got back online. So hopefully this weekend is going to get me back online. It is 2026, in the year 2525. Remember they sang that song? Do you ever think we would see 2026? We'd be here too. I mean, I thought we would be here, but the reality is it's 2026. We're going to take communion. Joe got up here this morning for us. In fact, he got up last week, even though we didn't have a show, because that's what happens. You don't watch every day. You didn't know what was going on. So, and a lot of the world is crazy. Before we get into it here, I'm going to get into it. Are you guys watching the fraud that's being discovered? And think about how they send FBI agents out to get guys who just went into the Capitol building. They went all across America to arrest guys who showed up on J6. And then we look around by the billions, with a B, billions, money just being shoveled out the window, out the door, B. And you know, I've come to the realization, here's how they played the card, and why they've been really, really successful at it. All they have to do is yell racist. They yell racist, and they have so programmed us that we will keep our mouth shut. Racist! Racist! No matter what it is, it's racist. I have a video somewhere, I probably can't find it this morning, of some lady in Minnesota that they pulled over. She had a car accident. And they pulled her over, the cops pulled over. And from the time she stepped out of her car, racist, 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 racist. So they've learned to play that, see? And we know this, right? You're afraid to open your mouth because they're going to call you. Hey, don't you dare criticize Israel. Huh? Oh, anti-Semite, anti-Semite, anti. Does anybody see this? Does anybody see how the game's played? And that's what we get programmed through this isn't done by accident, my friends. Not done by accident. I'm going to dive into a lot of this stuff. Appreciate you, some of you, joining me here this morning. I've been kind of out of commission here, but I'm going to shut up a minute. I'm going to let let me take a deep breath here. On 9/11, 2001, supposedly Muslims flew planes into towers in New York. Christ in a field out near Pittsburgh flew into the Pentagon. You guys remember that? Y'all remember that sort of, don't you? And New York elects a Muslim mayor. He swore in on a Quran. Now, Ray LeBlanc, in the good old days of America, the pastors would have stormed the gates. They would have never let that happen in the good old US of A. And they've lied to us and told us diversity is our greatest strength. So now we have a guy who's mayor of New York, who not only isn't a believer, wants to kill. Yeah, come on now. wants to kill Christians. That's where Mohammedism goes, friends. And I would tell you this, in my opinion, that's a humble opinion, it's judgment. It's judgment of the Lord on America. And does that mean it's over? I got some stuff today going to curl your toes. Is it over? Do we all just pack up, stand in line, wait for the rapture bus? Is it over? Or is this just an opportunity for us to, for the church to arise and do what it is the Lord's called us to? Joe, thanks for getting up this morning. I'm sorry you got up early last week and missed it, but we're here today, bud. First day, Joe, of 2026. Can you believe that one?
Yeah, the first work day of 2026.
Whatever that means. Hey, Joe, why would you work? Why would anybody work? You go out and work, the government takes your money and taxes and gives it to a lot of other people. Why the hell would anybody work?
Go ahead. Because God brought me here to do a job. He really did.
I got you.
Otherwise, I'd be disobedient.
Mm-hmm. It's not okay, though, Joe. I'm not okay and you're okay. I'm okay, you're okay. Folks, that ain't true. It ain't true. And the whole creation is groaning and waiting for God's people to show up. Who's going to be the guy that's going to clean this mess up? Huh? Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, the reading this morning is John 1, 6 to 17. And if somebody at home wants to read verse 18, it's also very good, but doesn't quite fit in the reading. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe.
So there's job number one. There's your job number one, my job number one, to bear witness. God sent a man to bear witness. I wonder how many dead people during the course of your day you come in contact with and you have the ability to bear witness. You don't do it because they've told you, who are you to push your morality on me? Yada, yada, yada. Don't talk about religion and politics. Trying to connect some dots here. Go ahead, Joe.
He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light.
Uh-huh.
That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world.
Wow.
He was in the world, and the world was made by him. And the world knew him not.
Boy.
He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name.
Okay, so Joe, I see, anybody out there besides me see a power transformation here? He came to his own, they didn't receive him. I'm not going to go to that word, you know who his own were. They didn't receive him. They killed him. But but as many as received him, he said, all right, I'm going to go work with these folks. And he went to these people and he gave them the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. So it doesn't matter your birthright, your birth lineage, none of that stuff matters anymore. You got to be born again from above. You could be born right in the middle of the temple. And if you don't receive Christ, dude, you ain't one of his. Your mommy and daddy could be the greatest Orthodox Jews that you ever met. And you're birthed into that world of Orthodox Judaism, you ain't on your way to heaven. Why? Because as many as received him, gave he power to become the sons of God. It's open to me now. It's open to Joe Carrico, Betty, Dan Bukowski. It's open to Gene Schroeder and Paul Goslin and Dave and Sherry Allison and Martin. It's open to all of us now. All of us. Hey, folks, I hate to tell you this. God ain't got no chosen special people no more. Sorry. You can believe that if you want to. But does the Bible contradict itself? Does it contradict itself? Does he say to whoever? But as many as received him, to him he gave the power to become the sons of God, even to him that believe on him. Except unless your bloodline, unless your bloodline's folks, what is wrong with us? Can we read? He came to his own and they didn't receive him. Sorry, Joe, this is deep on me here today. But as many did receive him, when Betty said, I'll do it, and Dan said, I'll do it, and Jared, he said, I'll do it, Pete said, I'll do it, well, he gave them the power to be the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Those are God's children. Not that place over in the Middle East. Is God going to do something over in the Middle East? Oh, I think probably there's going to be a lot of stuff going to be done in that Middle East. I'm going to tell you something. Paul Goslin is the child of God. Paul Goslin is. Gene Schroeder is. Coach Davis. Why? Because he gave me the power to become the son of God. Go ahead, Joe.
Which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Joe, he was the only begotten of the Father. Not John the Baptist, not the disciples, not the apostles. No, he was the only begotten of the Father. And he came to his own and they received him not. Folks, can we see this? They received him not. He said, that's all right, I'll go over to these folk. I'm going to go see Ray LeBlanc. He'll receive me. Ray, I don't think you got any pure blood in you, do you, Ray? You're some kind of spiritual mutt, I'll bet. He gave you the power to become a son of God. Go ahead, Joe. I'm sorry, Joe. No, I'm not sorry.
It's okay. No, it's pretty deep stuff here. John bare witness of him and cried, saying, this was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me. Wow. For he was before me.
Wow.
And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ.
So you ain't going to follow rules into heaven. Gino, do you read that any differently than I do? For the law was given by Moses, but you ain't going to get in there by following those laws. But grace and truth came by Jesus. That's pretty clear, isn't it? You could trace are you looking at me? You could trace your bloodline lineage back to John the Baptist. That ain't getting you in heaven. I'm sorry. The old Melungeon here telling you the truth today. Keep going, Joe.
That's the reading, Coach.
All right, but pretty good one. Hey, Joe, by the way, we're really on the same. I just got to get the courage to tell you all the truth. If I can get the courage to tell you all the truth and some of you still hang around afterwards, then we'll get somewhere. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you again with gratitude in our hearts. We come to you in a new year that you have given us. We are grateful for the past year, for the changes we see in our country and in our lives and in everything around us, that all that can be shaken is being shaken.
It is.
And we are grateful for that, Lord. But sometimes our faith can be weak. And sometimes we forget and have fear. So we ask you, Lord, to take away the fear. Let us observe what is being shaken and be grateful that the world is being forced to see the lies that have been there and that truth is being revealed. And let's not fear, but where we feel the Holy Spirit to tell us to prepare or to do something, we should do that, to be aware of your voice, to hear your voice, but not to fear. Not to fear. For we have just read that we are your children, Lord.
Amen.
We are your children. We are adopted in. We are your children. And Lord, help this year to shake that fruit off that is bad, that bad fruit off the tree, to let the fraud in our world be made so obvious that people wonder how they got away with it, and let those chickens come home to roost, Lord. Let our broken judicial system start to focus on the right things. And I pray for my state here that I refer to as California, because we have lost the plot, or at least our leadership has. I pray that the truth be revealed here, the truth of the stolen elections, both on the Democratic side in their primaries and in the main elections, again and again and again. Let the truth of the 2020 election, especially with this state, where every ballot was actually void by state law, let that truth finally be understood.
Amen.
And let that be a wake-up call to the whole country, Lord. And I pray again for Tina Peters. She's on the minds of those in our leadership in our country. And she is being persecuted because she found the fraud in the election and wouldn't stop blowing the whistle. And that's why she's in jail. It doesn't matter that a DA or people in can be a quote unquote a Republican. That doesn't mean they tell the truth. There's so many lies there, Lord. Reveal them. Let them be shaking in their boots, anybody that had anything to do with that prosecution, Lord. Because it wasn't a prosecution, it was a persecution. Let that come to light and let her have the biggest case ever of compensation from what all the wrongs that have been done. And let that truth come out and set that state free and our nation free. And keep her safe, Lord. Heal her cancer if it has returned. Heal her body, make her body stronger, notwithstanding that they're hoping that she just dies in jail. And let the governor there have dreams from you that shake his very soul. Let truth and justice come out of that quagmire that is trying to model California, where I'm from now. And Lord, we're grateful for communion. We ask you to forgive us our sins and our transgressions and bring us cleansed into your sight. But this is a holy act we are about to do. It is more than remembering, Lord. We are participating in the covenant. This is our ability to participate in the covenant, to eat your flesh and drink your blood so that we may be saved. And we ask you to bless us, bread and this drink, representing the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are so grateful that the only begotten Son of the Father that we read about this morning, the only begotten, was sacrificed for our sakes, that we who believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And we really can't comprehend any of those things to their fullest. The creator of everything giving his only begotten a part of himself for our sakes. It's hard to fathom, but we are attempting to understand it, Lord. We're doing our best. So we ask that any who are traveling on this end of the holiday period, that they safely get to where they're to the back home. We ask that everybody's finances are blessed coming through the holidays, and let them look into the bank and say, hey, there's a little bit more here than I thought would be after the holidays. Because we have faith, Lord. We know you have your hand on our lives. We believe, and we are yours, and we're so grateful. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, John. Amen. Oh, man. A lot going on, man. I don't know, Lord, be with me here. Where do we start? Where do we start? I don't know if you guys saw this. The financial system is about to collapse. Are you guys aware of that? Just last night, they injected, how much did they inject? There it is. Thanks, Spencer.
$106 billion
just last night, friends. Just last night. Now, can someone stay with me a second? What did they inject? Did they inject dollars into the system? Or did they just inject digits into the system? $105 billion fake dollars. There's not $1, not $1 there. The banks are running out of money. The silver thing is going to crash. We're not going to do this all day, okay? This is important that you understand it. Do you understand what's going on? They're going to stop the delivery of silver. Does anybody know why they're going to stop the delivery of silver? Because it has such important industrial, national security. We cannot operate. The computer you're watching on, the phone you use, all requires silver. And we don't have a lot of it. And because they keep pumping in fiat dollars like this fake money into the system, it now costs $17 to go to McDonald's. So somebody give me a thumbs up that you understand what's going on. And it's not that McDonald's is better now. It's that it takes more fake dollars to buy fake buns and fake meat. It's all tied together in what they call inflation. So now with all this, I'm trying to give you a little edge. I'm not going to stay on silver the whole day. Just bear with me a second. So now that people are calling for, we talked about silver on paper, that you have a paper contract that says you own silver. We're finding out now that those people are going to the bank to get their silver. And what do they find out? What do they find out, Betty? When they go to the bank and they want their silver, what do they find?
It's not there. It's nothing.
Isn't any silver there? And so therefore, the entire fiat money system is backed by nothing. And so they pumped in a bunch of $105 billion last night to cover the losses that the banks are having. But it's just a stopgap effort. It's just a stopgap. And Shanghai, look at that. Shanghai ran out of silver. Shanghai did. I'm just going to leave this in the chat, or however we can get this in the chat, Spencer. This is some really, really good information that somebody sent to me this morning. Just check this stuff out later. I'm not going to focus on it now. And I would say the window's closing on your ability and my ability to get silver. It's closing very, very rapidly because they're going to declare it to be a national security issue. Meaning what? We can't, our society cannot function without silver. It's in everything. Now they're doing the weather panels. What do they call those things? Now those things that all require silver and they're doing all that kind of stuff. So look, I'm not trying to, just telling you, have your eyes open to what's going on. You do understand this, don't you? That this is going to really begin to affect us on Monday. What day is Monday, Betty? What day is Monday? Today's Friday. It's the 2nd, 3rd, 4th. On the 5th, when everybody comes back to work, this is going. It's going to be an issue. It's going to be an issue. Not trying to scare you. Not trying to doom or gloom you. Just letting you know what's going on. Okay, so get it if you can. Get silver if you can. Don't worry about it. They tried to crush the price last night down to 73 and boom. It's way overseas, folks. It's way beyond. They're in a mess. They're in a mess. I'm going to stop right now and I'm going to let anybody have anything for the good of the group, but you might want to, I got some great stuff I'm going to get into. But rather than me taking a minute telling you what I think, what's on your heart? Go ahead, Paul.
Hi, Coach. You know, I did that dive quite a while ago. Silver is actually one of those things that's consumed and you can't get it back.
Right.
I mean, we're talking tons and tons a day is being consumed. So stinking photo, you know, the solar systems and everything else that's going to be wasted. You can't get that back without spending a ton of money, Coach. So that's why, you know, maybe...
$5, yes. That's a dime, $5.70. That's a dime. It's a silver value.
Yeah. And watch how they play with it, you know, when you go to these sites and watch how it goes up and down and up and down. But it's clearly almost straight up, Coach, over time.
Yeah. Well, they're doing everything they can to manipulate. Paul, they're manipulating it the best they can until they all get their silver. Once they get their silver, then it's going to go to the moon. But by the way,
I think I agree with you, Coach. Absolutely.
So, folks, anybody watching? That's part of the things I want to talk about here. Anybody watching the money going to the Somalians here in Ohio, here in Columbus, Ohio? Second largest, you know, billions and billions and folks, billions of dollars going to Somalians. What? But it's not going to the Somalians. It's going to Somalian businesses and then funneled back into the Luciferian Democrats. Oh, my God. Lord, help us to see what's going on. So there's a payday coming for sure. I don't want to get bogged down on this, okay? Because people accuse me, sorry, he's just talking about he needs money. I'm not asking him for a damn cent. I'm trying to help you get prepared to what's about to hit, okay? Glenn, come on in. Thanks, Paul.
Yeah, just... So if you're looking to buy silver, just be careful about the online dealers. Not that they're bad, but many of them don't have the inventory right now.
They're going to hold your
money and earn interest on it, and you may not get that silver for a month or more. So if you're looking to buy silver, go to your local coin dealer. All right, that's the best place right now.
And I would say, Glenn, I would say if you have to pay above premium, do it.
Yes. Okay. Yes. The price is going higher online.
No. You may get a better deal online. If you go to your local corn dealer, you're going to walk out of it in your hand. Right. That's the difference. Yep. Thanks, Glenn. Hey, folks, Glenn's in the financial business. He knows what he's talking about. Gino.
I was reading something this morning. I should have kept it, but I think it's $130 an ounce in China somewhere. I think that's where it said it was. So there's a variation. They're manipulating us.
Well, not only that, they just threw that bunch of those things in this paper, by the way. They just threw that in there and said, hey, take these instead of real silver and real gold, just take these things right here. So you guys are with me. I don't want to get down with that. So here's a question. I guess I want to ask you something. Where's the oversight? What are the guys in Washington, D.C. doing? What are they doing? Are you to tell me they didn't know this was going on? That the FBI went far and wide and high and low and everywhere they could to run down Bill Dunphy for showing up and marching at J6. And billions and billions and billions of dollars, literally billions, being funneled to non-American citizens. Do we have the stomach for public executions? Do we have the stomach for that anymore in America? You see, this has all happened again because the salt has lost its savor. The church, which is supposed to be the conscience of America, isn't anymore. The church gets away from being the conscience and gets in there and huddles and prays for the rapture so they can get out of this wicked, wicked system rather than being the salt of the earth and the light of the world, which is what Jesus said. So go into all the world and teach them to observe all I've commanded you. So in other words, fraud is not good. Fraud's not good. Printing money, not good. What do we expect evil men to do good? I mean, we're going to elect some guy in office and we think he's going to go in and he's going to do good. Why would he go in there and do good when he can line his pockets full of millions and millions and millions of dollars? Yeah, Paul, usury? Usury? Are you kidding me? The Bible spoke specifically against usury. Usury is interest. Is interest. Why are we paying interest to the banks? We just saw they just printed money. They just printed it. Digits. They put it in there and then they loan it to you at 8% interest for your house. Right? That's the way it's always worked. Yeah, it is the way it's always worked. Jeff Klein, I'm sorry. I'm kind of all over the place here. I've been spending too much time with me. Go ahead, Jeff.
Coach, I was listening last night to Carl Higbee, Frontline.
Yeah.
He ripped it again. Every night he's ripping this. And he let loose on Mandami and swearing in on the Koran. Two Korans.
Can you believe that we let that happen? Go ahead. Yeah.
So he said, he was hot. He said, this is what pisses me off. I served this country. I fought in Iraq. I did this. And then he read a scripture out of the Koran, what just fired him up. And then he brought Rudy Giuliani on. Rudy read scripture out of the Quran. And they're publicly doing it right there on Newsmax.
Jeff, hang on a second. How many American soldiers died in the Middle East?
Yeah.
Fighting against that Koran. Go ahead.
And most people don't have a clue. Probably, 98% of people don't have a clue what's in that Quran. So
they don't know what's in the Bible.
Yeah, both. So what do you always say? Who told you that and why do you believe it?
Right.
So last night I went over to the bookshelf and I thought, you know what? I still have that Quran that Osama Dakdok gave us written in English.
Yeah.
So last night, after I listened to these two on Newsmax, I tried to call you, and I come up with this. This is just an idea. I'm going to throw it out there. We want to give people truth. So you're trying to do that here on the podcast. Maybe we ought to just once a day, once per show or once a week something, we ought to read from that Quran so people can hear the truth, how they want to destroy us, invade our borders, take us over, take complete control, and all the lies about the scriptures that they put in there. It's all lies, and people don't have a clue. I've read it to some people before, a few places out of it. And they're like, really? They just don't want to believe it. But I thought maybe we ought to start exposing the Quran for what it is publicly.
Jeff, let me curl your toes here, right? You ought to read from the Kabbalah. You know what the Kabbalah is? Anybody out there know what the Kabbalah is? It's one of the Jewish holy books. You ought to read from the Kabbalah. But we're not allowed to say that, are we?
Let's start saying it.
Well, it is what it is. Folks, there's one way. One way. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And why in the hell won't Christian America stand up and defend that? Why won't they? We are a Christian nation founded on Christian principles. And because we're Christian, we permit Muslims to come here. We permit atheists to come here. We permit Jews to come here. We permit Muslims to come in. We let atheists, you can come here. But you can only come here because this is a Christian nation. And we believe in individual freedom. And when they throw the Bible out, the Talmud, thank you, Robbie, the Talmud. What did I say? Kabbalah, it's the same thing. Read the Talmud. Talmud. Oh, I can't criticize. Come on in, Dave or Sherry or both.
Yeah, good morning, everyone. So, Coach, Sherry and I were reading Deuteronomy 31 this morning. Let me paraphrase it for you. What happened was the Lord appeared to Moses and Joshua, and he said, boys, and I'm telling you, go read it yourself. He's telling them, boys, it's over. Israel has broken the covenant with me. I'm done with them. And, oh, by the way, I'm going to give you a song, and I want you to teach this to your children so they'll know why. When their destruction comes, it was because of them, not me. I was good on my word, but you broke. So, Coach, my question to us today in the United States is if Israel broke the covenant with God because of their evil, can we see in the United States that we find any more favor with God because of our evil? You know what I'm saying? So whether we're reading out of the Bible or whether we're reading out of the Quran, if we're not upholding God's, if we're living an evil life, God says, I'm done with you. And when your destruction comes, don't be surprised because I'm not going to be with you. So that's it. We're both in trouble. I think both Israel and the United States, because of our wickedness, you know, if we don't repent and turn from our wicked ways, I don't see good things happen.
Amen. So I saw this morning. Excuse me. Anybody know the, pardon me, worldwide? Anybody know the leading cause of death worldwide? Took 73 million lives last year. 73 million lives last year. Abortion.
Wow.
The leading cause of death in the world is abortion. That's staggering, isn't it? Not COVID, not cancer. Murdering our own children. And here we are in America, where the Supreme Court finally said there's no right to an abortion, and they keep on killing them. Church won't say a peep, pastors won't talk about it. Faithful guys show up outside the abortion clinic and get arrested if they step on the property. Come on now. Come on, you're with me, right? What frauds. Craig Nickel. Come on, Craig. Gino, you want to say something? I'll get back to you. Go ahead, Craig.
I think the thing for what JC is saying, the best thing you could probably do is go get the book by Bill Federer. I'll put it in the chat. What every American needs to know about the Quran. He wrote this book at least a decade ago, and it basically breaks down the Quran for you to understand, but it breaks down the history. If we're not students of history, we're doomed to repeat what's put in front of us. That's one of our biggest issues.
Amen. It's truth. We're not telling the truth. We don't love the truth anymore. We're afraid that we're going to offend somebody, hurt somebody's feelings. We're all religions are the same, right? Well, they've been masters at it. Go ahead, Greg. I'm sorry.
But, you know, the thing I sent you, and I sent a couple other people, is I said, you know, this is a very prophetic thing that's happening here. And I said a couple times last year, I said, you know, there's no coincidences that there was lightning strikes on the Capitol, the Washington Monument, the Freedom Tower, and the Empire State Building last New Year's of 2023, running into, 2024, running into 2025. This was a spiritually prophetic type of sign that there's going to be major shaking in these two areas.
Okay, time out, man. I said, awesome, good. I mean, I read that stuff you sent me, Craig. Now, what do we do?
Okay, well, you know, I'm my point is people aren't even aware that that happens or that there's a connection to it, you know? So yeah, the question is, yeah, what do we do? I agree with that.
But if you don't see
it from a supernatural standpoint, if you see it as just a coincidental type of thing, right. Then okay. And if, what do? Do you fight in the flesh? Do you fight in the spirit? Do you fight in the spirit and you fight in the flesh both? Those are good discussion points.
Okay. So here's the point. I'm not arguing with you, Craig. I don't want to sound like I'm arguing with you. So we discover all this fraud in Ohio, in Minneapolis, in Maine. I'm going to bring that up here in a second. It should propel us to action. What are we going to do? People say it's the end times, Coach. It's the end times. Okay, what are we going to do? Craig sent me a good email with a lot of great stuff, the end times, and here it's lining up here. Okay, what do we do? At the end of the day, it's always, what do we do? And for the most part, the message of the church has been what? Surrender. Surrender. It's only going to get worse. Surrender. I'm not arguing with you, Craig. I don't want you to take it that way.
The first thing is you need to start defending who Jesus Christ is. That's always been number one. Okay. And that's what's beheld the blessings of this nation. It's not the will of the people. It's that the Mayflower Compact, it was the Puritans to be able to, A, share the gospel, declare Christ as king, and all the other things that we're supposed to do. And when that's the main thing. When we get off the main thing, all the other things are going to fall down. Now, in addition to that, what else do you do? Well, you live for justice, righteousness, and peace as defined by a holy scripture, which we have. And what we're doing is we're subquesting to, well, the equality of the Quran and its morality to the equality of the scriptures, well, they're basically the same. No, they're not. And the point that I'm saying is these were picked out areas previously.
Craig, the church is being taught not to get involved.
Well, you know, I can't address where people are not being told that you're never supposed to defend Christ in the public domain, right. And you keep right. It in your church. That's a wrong concept. Okay. Right. But the point that I'm saying is some of the two most powerful locations were said 1 year ahead, there's going to be a great changing coming forth. And the thing about Washington D.C. part, okay, we understand we have Muslim mayor now. What, the financial center, the striking of 2001? That was, you know, that's where George Washington took his oath, right, over this nation, wasn't it? Wasn't the federal building right next to it? Didn't he go to the chapel that stood when the Twin Towers fell, St. John's Chapel? Okay, what I'm saying is these are very earth-shaking prophetic type of forerunnings of what we're getting ready to come up to.
And what I'm saying is, what are we going to do?
Well, first is I want to make sure everybody understands and makes those connections that these are big events. And that the other part of it was what they are doing, and they're doing it for the next 4 days, is they are running on the Washington Monument, which is an Egyptian obelisk, the historic backdroppings of the United States, on these laser light shows. And for the upcoming 250th year. So what I'm going to say is this is going to be a very bumpy year.
So
be prepared.
Here's where I am. I don't know anything about any of that. And God bless you. I'm not making fun of you. All I know is they're teaching kids to be transgenders in our schools.
Well, that's right? Obvious. You fight that. You fight that with truth.
So I can fight that. Right.
And you fight it spiritually, like we're going to different areas.
Right.
Declaring God's word. And doing these particular things. And we declared over Washington, D.C. and a lot of other things 5 years ago, right?
Pull up number. Hang on, I'll get all you in here, I promise. I'm looking forward. Pull up number 8, brainwashing. Brainwashing. Hang on a minute. You've been brainwashed. Who told you that? And why should you believe them? You've been brainwashed. Every time you turn on the TV, you're being brainwashed. I hate to tell you this. Most times you go to church, you're being brainwashed. Most time. This is Charlotte Iserbite, I believe. She's up your way, Paul. I think she's still alive. I don't know. Wake up. You're being brainwashed. It's 3 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay. You're saying they're brainwashing. Okay, you're saying these people that are experts in brainwashing is using the Department of Education to brainwash our children.
Yes.
What are they after? Why are they doing it?
Well, if you want to move a country from a free individualistic economy,
which we have,
or had,
okay,
to a planned economy, you have to do it through the schools. You have to dumb down and brainwash, change the attitudes and values. You have to completely, social engineering has to go on constantly. And many teachers know what I'm talking about. And people are going to say, well, when did this start? And who on earth ever did this? Whoever, why would a plan like that be allowed to be carried out?
That's right.
Well, then you have to go back to 1934, which I will do, and we have to go to the three-pronged fork, okay? So I do think that the watershed year, although you can go back to the early part of the century when the Rockefeller Foundation and the Carnegie Corporation were deeply involved in education, and that it was decided then that Carnegie would deal with the international part and Rockefeller domestic. So they commissioned the American Historical Association to put together a study of the social studies, and they came up with lots of volumes, but I have one little volume, Conclusions and Recommendations for the Social Studies. And basically, that little one is an original book. I wish I'd brought it with me. Too bad. But I don't even dare let it out of the house. It's so important. It called for changing the United States through the schools from a free individualistic economy to a socialist, collectivized, planned economy in the New World Order.
It says that in the book?
Yes.
And that book was written when?
In 1934.
By who?
It was the Carnegie Corporation paid for it. The American Historical Association put it together. And
can people get that book in the library?
No, they can't. They were very instrumental in getting the Elementary and Secondary Education Act passed, which, as I said before, changed education from knowledge, content-based, academic, to performance-based behavior. And from that time on, because that was necessary for what we're looking at now with school-to-work agenda is the planned economy, is performance-based.
So they're training workers.
They're training
not
little
thinkers,
worker
not
beasts.
Leaders.
Exactly. At that time, you had a general, a Buck Chisholm, a Canadian general psychiatrist, who was a very close friend of Alger Hiss's. And he gave a speech in 1945 to the World Health Organization, which basically recommended getting rid of the conscience.
Wow.
Yes. And he said we would do it through the schools. We would retrain the teachers to be little psychiatrists. He said it is an international system they're looking at. They're going to change the behavior of the children. They're going to change the teachers' training. They're going to do everything. He told them everything.
And they didn't believe him?
No. They just let, well, you know what goes on.
Brainwashing. James Thomas, come on in.
Yes. Happy New Year, brother.
Thank you, brother. You too.
What, I guess you have to kind of look, what do we do?
Right.
I would just say this, I think there's probably more than one Jesus in this country, and a lot of people serve their own Jesus, but just by us being who we are, the salt, it represents the God who we are on this earth, just because of who we are. But that being said, you're going to all this, if you go to Deuteronomy 28, now this is written to Israel, but I think it applies to us. In our first founding of our nation, you could look at those 14 verses and say, hey, that's us. You know, and again, Moses told Israel, but if you leave what I've commanded you to do, here's 54 more verses that's going to take place. So you get down in the middle of that somewhere. I just looked it up a while ago. It said, the foreigner shall rise above you. And he shall be high and you shall be low. So if you take every one of those 54 verses after the good 14, you could see the parallel of a nation that is turned away from Messiah and Jesus. I think, this is me, I pray the Holy Ghost would just change it. But we're coming up on our 250th. There is never a nation who has survived as long as we have. I mean, it's just, we are, as Craig said, we are entering in a twilight zone that if you are not grounded, it's going to be like throw yourself in a washing machine and because the tumbling is coming, brother.
Amen. Amen.
I love you.
Let me connect a dot. Spencer, I just sent you one. Let me connect a dot for you. And this is just for me. It doesn't matter. Barack Obama was a Muslim, right? You guys know that. Come on now. Muslim freak, right? Sold himself to America as a Christian. We know this, if you're a Muslim, the most noble thing you can do as a Muslim is to undermine Christianity. You know that, don't? Come on, folks, tell me you know that, right? Right? And so listen to what our dear President Obama said to us, I don't know, 20 years ago, was it? Go ahead.
Understand, it's not necessary for people to believe this information in order to weaken democratic institutions. You just have to flood a country's public square with enough raw sewage. You just have to raise enough questions, spread enough dirt, plant enough conspiracy theorizing that citizens no longer know what to believe. Once they lose trust in their leaders, in mainstream media, in political institutions, in each other, in the possibility of truth, the game's won. And as Putin discovered leading up to the 2016 election, our own social media platforms are well designed to support such a mission.
Huh? Muslim freak, emissary from hell, right?
Boom.
Idolized all across America. That there was one of the beginnings of it. Come on in, Jeff.
All right. I'm on page 291 in the Quran. This is called a portion of revelation. And Osama puts little subtitles in between every paragraph and he explains to you what they're saying. So here's Osama's comment. After this, I'll read the scripture right after. Osama said, Muslims should strike the necks, cut off the heads of infidels, and those who engage in war for Allah are assured of the gardens of paradise. So their scripture says in the Quran, so when you meet those who become infidels, so strike the necks, decapitating until you have made a great slaughter among them. Mm-hmm. There it is.
Religion of peace, Jeff. And then what that tells us, it's a religion of peace.
Yeah, they're teaching the adults in the church and the kids in the schools. It's a peaceful religion. And they're all believing it.
Yeah, it's a religion of peace, for sure. Poem number one. Thanks, Jeff. Poem number one. I hope you guys appreciate it. I got 5:30 this morning. I dig this stuff out. You looking at this? This is a map I found this morning. It's called the Somali scam. Just click on any state. Click on any state. And it shows you the fake money rolling in to these fake business. It's all across America, folks. It's all across America. Click on, yeah, Maine. What? Yeah. See, the money comes in and then the money goes out. Tell me you get that. The money comes in and then the money goes out. These are not businesses. These are fake businesses. Ask yourself this. The IRS, they want to come after you when you made a transaction that they don't have a record of. And these billions and billions and billions of dollars, and they don't know it? There's Ohio, $512.64 million. State grants, what? Well, there's where the money went, job centers, fishers, folks. Put it in the chat so you can click on your own state and see exactly what's going on. This is called Somali scam. Somali scam. Look at that. It's unbelievable.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure, James.
You asked the question, but I'm going to ask you the question. What can the righteous do if the foundations be shaken?
That's a question.
I mean, what can the righteous do? I mean, we all kind of.
I know what we can do, James. I know what we can do. Let's vote for Vivek Ramaswamy for governor of Ohio. Yeah. That'll do it.
I'm not going. It's all I'm saying. if we find ourselves in this situation, it is because we, the people, have allowed it.
We have the greatest army ever in America called the church. And the church is divided. Church is divided. Half the church thinks abortion's okay. Half the church, well, not half, but a percentage of the church thinks homosex is okay.
You don't think Rockefeller had a plan for the church as well as the educational system?
Well, they knew that's what they
had to do. He knew. These people are not stupid. He knew that if he said, "What the only way we can stop to do this is to decentralize, you know, I don't know the word for it, but make the church the way it is. 43,000 different denominations. Five churches that represent the same Lord in the same city doing different things." Amen.
Number four, bring up number four for all you guys out there in Maine. Paul, you watching, Paul? Number four. We'll just play a little bit. This is Maine. This is Maine. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. I'm Representative Katrina Smith. I'm the assistant leader of the House Republicans and the representative for District 62. I'm here to tell you today that my constituents and the constituents of my caucus members have had enough. The taxpaying citizens of Maine have had enough of fraud, waste, and lies. The people of Maine understand that we have a fiscal responsibility to keep our roads fit for travel, to care for those who need our help. And we don't mind that that money comes out of our paychecks for those endeavors. What we do mind coming out of our paychecks is money being sent to people in non-governmental organizations that are defrauding us.
Oh, yeah? What are you going
to do
about it?
They're defrauding us because they are not providing the services that they claim to provide. They are defrauding us because they are personally gaining wealth from our tax dollars without doing the work they claim to do.
Wow.
We know that Gateway Community Services was found to have over $800,000 in fraudulent billing. Wow. We know that the money from the Lewiston tragedy
didn't go to families of survivors. She's on top of it. I got to give you this one before I leave, okay? We're not going to have time to look at it now. This one blows me away. Spencer, pull up numbers. Different subject, different topic. Pull up number seven. You want to get your toes curled. Spend a little bit of time on investigate J6, what really happened on January 6th. Folks, it's unbelievable. All the information's there. Hey, Spence, go back up the top there real quickly if you could. And just play this opening clip on this. This thing's about 2 hours and 15 minutes. Just play that. Shows you exactly what happened.
January 6th, 2021. Washington, D.C. The U.S. Capitol Building. An event that has been reported on more than any other in modern history. Despite excessive coverage, articles, books, documentaries, and congressional inquiries, many details about the timeline of events that day remain unknown to the public. Understanding what actually happened on January 6th, without bias and with as much context as possible, is extremely difficult. News organizations and mass media have controlled the story of that day. Big tech and social media companies have censored, shadow banned, and deplatformed eyewitness accounts, which further skews and misrepresents the truth from that day. Many of us still do not know the names of those who were killed at the Capitol and the causes of their deaths. This video seeks to create a thorough and truthful timeline of the events of January 6th.
Okay,
while shedding
Spencer,
light
go ahead and freeze. Put it in the chat. How long is this, Spencer? How long is this thing? Go back there. By the way, the whole website, folks, is really, really good. Give you more information you could ever have. An hour and 5 minutes. It is worth your time because I'm going to tell you something. They have so painted January 6th from what it really, really was. If we're not forebearers of the truth, this lie is going to go on and on and on. This is very well done. Time lapse shows you exactly what was going on, what they did. Unbelievable. Then on down, we'll scroll down a little bit more. Four deaths at the Capitol, how they really died, what went on. This guy was killed. She was killed. How they were killed. Boom. January 6th timeline. Folks, spend some time on this website. Really, really good. Put it in the chat. What's the name of it? Investigate J6. Investigate J6 is the website. See you on Monday. God bless you.